This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the boss has sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed it. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
All right, ready for some Joe.
Introducing Average Joe.
Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here comes Joe. Give me just a moment here to...
Hello, Joe.
Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
There you go. Let me take the Killers off the CD and put in the Christmas music. I was on an airplane yesterday, on an airplane today. Guy's name is Dan Loughlin.
Brenda.
I guess he was on, the CBS Morning Show yesterday?
I think, yeah. Wow. And he was on another show today.
Well, we're not doing the interview, but I'm thinking this is totally manufactured.
He's the guy that created the upside-down Christmas tree phenomenon. And joining us now is Joe Artinger, who will be doing this interview on his head.
Artinger the Elf.
Yes.
Upside down, Joe.
Are you ready, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, ready to assume the position?
Let's try it out.
Now, do we need some help? Do we need some spotters in here?
Yeah, I'm going to help you with your legs, Joe.
Rock, you want to come over and help me with this?
Well, Beth Ann knows all about spotting.
I'm not doing anything.
You're going to hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Oh, Beth Ann's got the digital camera.
Here we go.
All right. Get some photos of Joe going... Yo, there you go. Ain't that nice?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
No, but...
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Joe.
Hi.
Let's see if I can take this.
Joe?
Yes?
Come on, Joe. We're trying to get him in the position.
Do you feel the blood rushing to your head, Joe?
I sure do, Don.
Well, there really are upside-down Christmas trees.
Joe.
Hammacher Slimmer has them.
How's that, Joe?
That's great.
Don, okay. Does that sound better?
Sounds perfect. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
And
hello, Joe.
Let me see. Your guy's name, Joe, is Dan Loughlin.
Joe, your legs are shaking. Are you having trouble?
Yeah, I'm cool.
He sounds like it.
Joe, please say hello to Dan Loughlin. Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm not feeling quite myself. I'm a little upside down today.
A little bit lightheaded?
Thought I'd call you about your upside-down Christmas tree.
Yes, I hope you don't want me to stand on my head on the airplane.
Are you flying right now, Dan? Oh, I'm sorry, I should have interjected there.
No, Mike, this is...
No, it's fine. No, we are leaving in about 5 minutes.
Ah.
Oh. Well, anyway, tell me a little bit about your tree.
Okay, well, what we found is that retailers needed a tree that would allow them to...
Hold on, excuse me, Dan.
He's falling.
Are you going to fall, Joe?
No, I'm good.
Go ahead.
All right.
Rather precarious.
I'm rather precarious. Yes, I am, Don.
You're shaking.
Uh-huh.
You're shaking like what's her name?
Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah.
You can hear the plane. They're giving the announcement right now. Right?
Yeah, they're giving me the announcement about luggage and everything else. Right. Okay, they're done.
Right, tell me about your tree, Dan.
Okay, well. What we found is the retailer needed a way to display ornaments without taking up floor space in the stores.
Right.
So by turning the tree upside down, it leaves the floor open and puts all the tree up above your head.
How are sales?
Well, the ornaments are at eye level, and you can put all the presents.
That's great, Dan. How are sales?
Sales are great.
I know you're trying to catch a plane, so we'll try to keep it short.
Yeah. Sales are great. I mean, we introduced this tree 5 years ago, and by few of the internet and catalog sites, such as Hammacher Schlemmer or Christmas Tree for Me, picking it up, they've really put it into the consumer's eye, and now consumers want this tree for home.
Are you uncomfortable, Joe?
Oh, hey, do they stink pretty, Dan?
Do they what?
Do they stink pretty?
Do the trees stink pretty, Dan?
Does it stink pretty?
Yeah. You know, does it smell good? That's Joe's way.
Joe,
It smells like an artificial tree. It doesn't smell like a real tree.
Joe just mentioned, we asked how he was doing it. He mentioned that there was a part of his body that has slid into another part of his body that hadn't happened since his words, not mine, since he was arrested.
Yeah. Last arrested.
Last arrested.
Hey, Dan, do you have health insurance?
Yes, I do. I don't know if it's going to fix your problem, though.
Yeah,
me too. I have it, too. I'm glad. Hey, Dan, now, how is Santa Claus going to get the upside-down tree down the chimney?
Well, hopefully the tree's already there.
My Xmas tree is made of lead and asbestos.
Well, this is a little bit safer than that.
Ah,
good. So hold your breath around your tree.
But anyway, how does Santa Claus get the tree down the chimney? What about the Grinch? How the hell is he going to steal the tree?
Well, maybe they make it Grinch-proof. Maybe you can't get it up the chimney, then you're safer.
Do you have an upside-down Charlie Brown Christmas tree? You know, one that kind of sucks, but it's still upside down?
You know, the first one we came up with did actually look like Charlie Brown.
Wow.
And then we've spiced it up a little bit over the years, and this year, the model everyone's been seeing.
Get some prices for it.
Do you plant them upside down?
Well, you could grow them in Australia, and then when you bring them up here, they're right side up.
Well, Dan, I know you got a plane to catch.
No, listen, you can hang up on the guy. We're going to keep you on your head and interview you while you're standing on your head.
A good dessert for you would be upside down cake.
That's good. We could leave some of that for Santa, too.
Get the prices from him.
Ow!
What are you saying ow for?
He's falling. Does that ever happen with the trees?
Do the trees ever fall, Dan?
No, they don't. They're pretty safe and stable.
Come on, Joe. Get back on your head.
I'm being shuffled to my feet, so I gotta let you guys go.
Good day.
How much are they selling for, Dan?
Well, it's anywhere. We have a 5-footer that hangs from the ceiling, a 7.5-foot that stands on the floor, and a 7-foot that hangs on the wall, and they're anywhere from $500 to $600.
Oh, my God.
What a rip-off.
See you later.
Thank you, Dan.
Good day.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good day.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Roman.com. That's the website.
They won for $400 at Target.
Joe?
Yes.
Jesus. Would you get back on your head again?
I can't.
Why?
He's in dire straits. Have you looked at him?
No, I can't.
Look at him over here. Come on over here and take a look at him. He's out.
No, is he really?
He's feeling all woozy.
What's wrong with you, boy?
He's been a little prize fight.
What's wrong? Come on. Let's just, Mike, get him back up on his head again.
Do you know what I'm seeing when I'm seeing him in that position?
Why? Deja vu?
I'm seeing what I'd like to do during the show.
Oh, lay down?
Yeah.
Have sex with Joe.
No. Lie down in that position.
This is actually a great way to be.
Come on, Mike. You get one leg and I'll get the other leg. Let's get him back on his head again.
Make a wish.
Thursday
Joe.
Right,
Thursday Joe. Right, actually, this would be more akin to Monday Joe.
Okay. Do what you did before.
I love it when you speak in third person.
All right.
Okay, here we go. He's got his headphones.
Put him back on his head.
Yep.
Well, Joe does like to speak in third person.
Hey, my wallet.
Hey, wallet fell out.
Condoms and... There's nothing in that wallet, thanks to Bank of America. I love you guys.
Condoms and roaches.
And IOUs.
All right.
Here we go.
And,
okay. Here's one leg. And the other leg.
Oh, that helps.
Now
we go back down with the microphone.
Now, Mike, what you should do is grab on to the right leg like I've grabbed on to the left leg.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Hey.
Now.
This is a little gay.
Joe. How about a song?
Bad touch.
How about singing? You love to sing. Sing that 10cc song that you like so bad.
Okay. I'm not in love, so don't forget it.
Now,
it's just a silly phase I'm going through.
Let's see how strong you and I are, Mike.
Oh.
Can we actually lift him by his legs?
Mental.
Ready?
One,
and two, three.
Now that's gay.
Sing, Joe, sing.
Sing.
I'm not in love.
Crying out loud, don't drop him on his head.
Dan, get a picture of this while we got him.
Yeah, but Dan, get in here.
Come on, we can't last much longer.
God,
we got
damn it, Joe.
There.
God, you're fatter than I thought.
All right, come on now.
We have to sit him down.
Come on, get the picture of us holding him.
Might have set him down.
You are big and gigantic.
Got it. All right, ready? All right, drop him.
Okay. Oh, I did.
Oh, dear.
Did you?
Right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're breaking your neck. There you go.
Not this time.
Hey, Joe, does that feel good?
Oh,
Joe, let's find out from Joe how he's feeling. I guess we'll have all of these pictures at Donamike website.
He's pesky directional microphone.
Johnny, or Joey, who's in here? John was in here, Joe's in here, Beth Ann's in here.
Hey, just standing up now. Hey, we're all here.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
All right.
How did it feel? Get all that blood flowing to your brain.
Ow.
That's more blood that's been in your brain for your whole life.
You remember how hurts, we felt when we both did like 4 helium balloons?
Yeah.
That's how he looked.
Similar.
Yeah. Mm.
You looked a little gray.
Ow.
You know what'll fix it? Cigarette.
Yeah.
You know what? You and I look like fag.
I know.
Holding yes. him up.
We did hold him up, though. We held him with his hair, with his head suspended over the pillows.
I saw something like that in Real Sex 22.
That's gay.
Feels like a bad hangover. Right.
People are used to that.
Oh, man. We need a stripper for a palate cleanser.
We really do.
Every day.
Listen. This is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Oh, Jessica, you're running the front desk?
No, I called her at her extension.
Oh.
Hi, Jess. What's happening?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Are you busy at your job here at the station, or have you been listening to our show today?
I really haven't been listening much today. Why, what's up?
Joe was just, we did an interview. There was a guy who's selling these upside-down Christmas trees.
Oh.
And Joe did the interview standing on his head.
Oh, my God.
Pretty clever, huh?
Isn't that good?
How would you like to come in and try standing on your head?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
You know, it'd just be a chance for me and Mike to hold your legs, really.
Wanted to give you the chance.
Yeah, we'd support you.
You guys are silly.
We're silly, yes.
Are you going to put your gym clothes on later today?
I am.
You're going to the gym again?
Yes.
Stop by before you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What's up with you, Joe? You look like you're going to upchuck.
No, it feels better if I do this.
You okay?
If you do what? Yeah. If you lean over like you're retching?
Yeah.
Nice posture.
Thank you.
Why, do you get a real headache if you don't do it?
Yeah, it's like if I stand up, my head hurts.
Joe's really? Having an aneurysm.
Joe, I'll sell you 2 Excedrin for $8.
Did you say he has an
still hurts?
An aneurysm?
No, an aneurysm.
Because an aneurysm.
Having an aneurysm.
Because he's mad that he had to stand on his head.
No, I'm not mad.
Not at all.
I'm starting to worry about the boy here.
Too hurt to be mad.
How you doing?
Good.
I don't believe
you going to be in that posture all day long?
Until that hurt goes away from standing up.
Right. Okay, well, let's see how long it takes the hurt to go away. Just stand up for a second.
Ooh.
And now, using the Buzz scale, you know, because Buzz is a great one giving us percentages and numbers. Like,
just did you see his little wobble there?
Yeah. Ooh, a little woozy. On a scale of a percentage, 1 to 100, what's the percentage you feel normal at right now?
25%.
25%
Do you want to sit down?
No, it's fine to stand up. It's just better like this.
Yeah, less
now,
pressure.
Now, when he says that, see,
yeah, I'm bending over.
I wish that
we're not on TV.
I wish that you could be better with your verbal skills. What he's doing?
Well, that's why you make the big bucks. Don.
He's bending over as if to be catching, not pitching.
Right.
So the blood seems to be like still in your head, and when it rushes out, you're gonna, but do it slowly. Now just sort of change there. Now do that for a few minutes.
It's like being a diver with the bends.
That's exactly what it is.
You have to adjust. He's not red.
And the headache feels kind of like
now, slow down. Keep that position
headache.
For a while because you're almost fully erect.
Almost.
Hey.
Just trying to describe the situation.
You stay
homo.
Perhaps if you'd stayed on with Jessica a little longer.
Hi there, you guys are silly.
That's a nice way for a woman to say, you perverts.
Yes.
No, I don't think.
Don and Mike, 20 years of silly. It's got them this far.
See? That's all the blood that's circulating around his brain.
I think he's better.
Yeah, wait till that blood gets back distributed in the rest of his body, though. He'll go back to Thursday Joe.
This will help.
Come on, Jess.
Hey, you guys have given me a reason to drink tonight.
Ah, very good. Yes, clear the cobwebs out.
You needed the reason. Like you read the
Move some old cobwebs out, some new cobwebs in. Mm-hmm.
You read the knees in. Oh, and now Jessica's
I didn't read the knees in, but I'll take it.
Jessica Baker is not available at the moment.
Oh, went to voicemail.
At the tone, record your message.
Yeah.
End your recording, press number sign.
I did
chalk it up to another one we chased away.
Hello?
We're sorry.
This is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
Unexpected.
Hi, Jessica. Just wanted to give you the chance one more time, as long as the pillows are here in the studio for your head to come and stand on your head for
Actually,
us.
Beth Ann took the pillows, so Jessica would have to bring her own pillows.
That's like something out of a movie. All right, bye, Jess.
Bye-bye.
And
simply
Joe,
stating
you.
A fact.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Oh, good.
You look better.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Oh, which reminds me of pillows, Jessica, reminds me of sex. And I must tell you that last night, when I bought my three-hour block on DirecTV,
yes.
I finally did as everybody requested, good. And I got to a certain scene in one of the films
right.
that I enjoyed. So I hit the record button
to preserve it for posterity.
On TiVo. And how do I describe the scene? I think I may never have to buy another porno again.
Wonderful.
It was that good. Well, it's actually only 7 minutes.
Okay,
now, for me, you know, that might as well, with the way I am in sex, that might as well be 7 hours.
Did you remember the principal's names or their descriptions?
Her name is Savannah somebody. It's, I don't remember her last name.
Right.
But yes?
I hesitate to ask, did it involve someone standing on their head?
No, it did not.
Okay, you just had that idea.
Good question.
No, it did not. So I was watching this movie and I was not really getting into it. And then, how do I say this? It started raining. Raining all over her.
More than one principal? More
yes,
than one actor?
Yes, there was. Mike, there was more than one storm front that had moved into the studio with her. And there may have been, I don't know, 7, 8, or 9 different storm fronts.
That's a superstorm. You like that?
Well, no, here's...
now we know what you're into.
No, bear with me. So, I see and she's a good-looking chick, right?
Hail, the gang's all here.
No, hold on a second. So, it's like, she's a good-looking chick, and I see that there's like 8 guys in the room, but the first guy, it's like, oh, I think, oh, now this is perfect. I like this. I will get to see her like this is a movie that I can use over and over again. Uh-huh. She's got 8,000 different guys. So I watch her with the first guy, and then I hit the record button, and I go back to watching whatever I've got, TiVo, PTI, or Bernie Mac, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I get up today, and I think, aha, no need to buy a porno. I've got that great porno.
Right.
So I push the button, and it says Savannah, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And I see time of movie, because I came in late on the movie.
Right.
I only recorded the last 3 minutes. Now, to show you the type of stallion I am, I lasted not even 1 minute into this.
Wow.
I watched it in its entirety today, the part that I had saved.
All right.
The woman might as well have. She might as well have been I'm trying. You know, I'm trying so hard to put this.
She might as well have been having a plaster cast of herself made.
Mike, those donuts. Those what are those Elvis donuts?
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Yes. Uh-huh. She might as well have been a Krispy Kreme with so much glaze. I mean,
now the question is that because it was a GB?
Yeah, and while I thought, here's
did you make him? I've got to get to the point here. Did you make a mistake?
Yes.
By ordering this?
No.
Or is this type of thing?
No.
Is this your cup of tea?
No. See, God damn the FCC. Let me tell you. Okay, I'm watching a porno, and it's the very end, and it's the money shot, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to tape this.
Uh-huh.
So I tape it, and I er-ee. Now, I get done with the er-ee, and I think the movie's got like 30 more minutes left because she's in a room full of guys.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't realize that it's all going to be one big scene.
I come back today, no pun intended.
Right.
I turn on the TiVo, and it says it's 3 minutes. I'm like, well, that's impossible. I recorded this like at 8:30. The thing runs until like 9:30. Well, as it turns out, it's just the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And
all it is it's raining men.
Oh, my God.
All the fireworks went off at once.
Yeah, no.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes. What she does is...
It was the conclusion of a GB.
It was my thought, and I did see the guys in the background. I thought that it would be, you know, now don't get me wrong, I like hardcore, but I like romantic hardcore.
That's so right.
I thought that the first guy would, you know, And then,
well, your
you
clue
know,
should have been when you saw all the guys standing in the room.
But they were not all standing in the room like, I'm next, I'm next.
Right, right.
I thought, if I was...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many total men were involved in this one scene?
Eight.
Ugh. Wow. That grosses me
eight
out.
Eight is enough.
I hate that.
So, yeah, now I feel like a real loser.
Well, now you just erase it and you record something that's better.
Yeah, but see, now this is the problem. This is why I'm afraid to record.
So you obviously like the woman.
Oh, the woman was beautiful.
Watch
blonde, looked like not fake.
Tell Tivo to look for her name.
Look for what? Samantha the whore? I mean,
Savannah, whatever her name
There's
is.
A lot of Savannahs or
sure.
Samanthas. I guess my point is, just be very careful. If you're going to rent something and you like me and you've got low tolerance and basically, you know, well, with Frida, my God, if Frida took her shoes off.
Just plug in the name Savannah Drippington.
You know, seriously, you know, if Frida walked into a room and just started to change her clothes in front of me,
right?
You know, I would be
that
like,
was enough.
I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
Sure.
That's all I would need.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm watching these videos, and like I said, I thought, oh, hey, look, she's cute. And look what she's doing. Oh, that's fantastic. It's like a good money shot. Well, and then I thought, oh.
So you thought these guys were just casual observers for Savannah Bullseye?
I thought that it was going to be she would have a vignette with each of them.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't realize it was the end of the feature. And also, I see, the problem is, like I said, she does the first guy. It takes her about 60 seconds.
You know what blondes say after sex?
What?
You guys play for the same team? It's an old blonde joke. It seems to apply in this particular.
Anyway.
Savannah Cup. Savannah Jar.
That's right. Come see the Amish Cup, and I'll still guess what's up. He'll tell you that he loves you much. Anyway, if she didn't look like a goddamn living Cinnabon by the end of that movie, I don't know what to tell you. Like, God, what if God forbid.
And it wasn't your cup of tea, right?
No.
No,
I
don't think anybody.
And here's my worry.
Like,
you know, God forbid.
I think that's gross.
And I think about this all the time since Frida, you know. God forbid, what if anything happened to me, and they're going through my stuff, and somebody sees TiVo, and it's okay that it's porno, but what if they turn it on, and it was just...
What's this? It's only 3 minutes. Oh, my God.
It was just eight guys at once, and the chick looks like a carrot cake.
That's
at the
not
end.
The scene you want to be remembered for.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, we'll find you a better scene.
Okay.
I get that.
Anyway, it's funny how you get fooled. You
yeah.
Know, because I was done, pants up. Socks, you know, cleaning up the mess.
That's the way we like to. Yeah.
Change. There you go again with your
pants up. So they were making like a replica of her in plastic.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Anyway, it was on the TiVo today, and I thought,
hi, I'm Savannah, speaking for Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
See, because the problem was, I think today I go down this morning and think, hey, I've got this movie from last night. I turn it on, I say, I've seen this 60 seconds with this guy. Let me see what she does with the next guy. And it turns out the next guy, he's already ready.
Yeah.
And then the next guy, it's like before you know, it's like, holy crap, this is like singing.
Got to hand it to those actors.
It's like singing in the rain.
No. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could perform with that many guys in a room that were all performing at the same time. I think I would be far too just turned off by it.
She's pretty talented, Mike.
She is.
She is, but it was gross.
She's gross.
I had to delete it.
It's one thing, you know, the girls that do that movie, when you see them, like, with one individual, you can almost forget, you can lose yourself in it and just be like you're enjoying the experience. But when you see that, you realize what you're really getting. Just like that guy that produced those films.
Oh,
that garbage cans!
Right. 2 minutes later, it looks like the fire in the House of Wax. It's nonstop. And the girls in the middle of it going, I'm melting!
So I have one... crucial question for you.
Yes.
Is it still on your TiVo?
No, it's gone.
You erased it.
It's deleted.
Okay.
It's gone. Rain, go away. Come again another day.
Yes.
Well, live and learn.
That's right.
Live and learn.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You look at my TiVo now.
Hi, Don. Consenting adults?
You won't think I'm a perv. You know what you see on my TiVo now? Maybe a couple of Law and Orders, a Letterman.
Good.
The Green Hornet.
Right.
You won't see you won't see the Milking Maid anymore.
Jerry Orbach, the late Jerry Orbach, used to be in Playboy, you know. All the time. Posing with naked ladies.
I'm imagining now, what if they had a scene where, okay, now you gotta be, I'm gonna be very specific on the Law and Order.
Okay.
The original Law and Order, that's got, the fat black chick who's the sergeant mm-hmm. or the boss. Okay, so she's the one sitting in the middle of the room.
Right.
And it's the late Jerry Orbach,
yes.
and it's the brother that plays his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe even you have some cross-pollinization from the other shows where you bring in, like, Richard Belzer and Ice-T.
Mm-hmm.
And
all of it's sponsored by Savannah for White Rain Hairspray.
They all go to town on her. How about that?
You know, interesting enough that you erased it from your TiVo, but it certainly made an impression on
it. Oh, it's not erased from the TiVo between the years.
That's right. Kind of like watching the fireworks.
That's right.
Or Old Faithful.
That's right. Now, is there a group sex scene in the episode of Green Hornet that you have TiVo?
Yes, there is.
All boys.
Cato.
It's amazing what you can get for your $12.99.
And you know, you never know, because the Green Hornet has that big wand thing.
Yes, he sure does.
That one time something came out of that wand that wasn't green, I'll tell you that.
God.
His ween wand.
The Ween Hornet.
They've certainly removed the sex from this discussion, haven't they?
Yes, they have, thank God.
Now that we're back, we're getting into comic books again, and you know who brought that? Ken Doll over here. That's who did
no,
it.
No, I brought it up first. I said
but he
Green
jumped
Hornet.
On the microphone.
Green Hornet, funny.
Do you ever log any time with the old 590?
I can't.
You can't.
Not in my house.
Yeah, no.
Kids. Two kids and a grandfather?
Grandfather.
No, that'd
be pretty much impossible.
Unless he would, of course, split the cost. Big Daddy,
funny.
I've got an offer for you.
Oh, my God. And what did he say to you?
Okay. Love to.
Oh, God. Let's watch together.
No, thank you. He would only do pay-per-view Matlock.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Or you don't know could fill a book.
That is the type of thing, seriously, that Rob may wake up screaming tonight thinking. That'd translate really well into a nightmare.
Just screaming, soaked with sweat.
Soaked. You're soaking in it, Savannah. Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, really, what a
that
big,
movie made an impression on you.
What a big
sure
whore that girl was.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And here I was, thinking she was so beautiful at the beginning because she was only on guy number one of eight.
Well, you know, there's a certain type of porno actress that participates in that type of fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I have the name of that porn star for you.
Who is she?
It's Savannah Sampson.
That's a winner.
Is that her specialty?
She's a real hot blonde chick. I don't know if that's her specialty. But,
you know. Aren't there, like, women in the business where that's what they do? That's their big thing, is that they have the train?
Many have specialties.
You put that on your business card.
Yeah.
Receptacle.
Oh, God.
Your money shot girl. Because really, at a certain point, squeegee girl.
At a certain point, for the woman, I mean, they're really not. They're doing a job.
Yeah, you're soaking in it. For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey man, I got a buddy of mine went out to an adult entertainment club.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. I'm looking at. Hold on. Give me a second. I went. Yeah, because Rob just found a picture of her. Okay, Mike, come on over. Take a look.
All right.
You know, she looks a lot like Jessica Simpson.
I told you, she's cute for a porno star. This is what hooked me on this movie.
And every Thursday night is Samson night.
Ain't she cute?
Oh wow.
Right for
a
porno star. So imagine how happy I am. I see her with the first.
I see her
with the first guy, and I say, "This is so good. I'm going to do what all my buddies say.
Right.
I'm going to TiVo this." I go back today, and it turns out, you know,
she's a pig.
She's a school marm whore with eight boys there. It's like, honey, you ever hear of a wash rag?
You know, I'm so quick to judge.
How about a hanky?
But I'd be very curious. Are there a lot of guys that really dig that type of activity? I mean, as far as to watch that
apparently
in a movie, that watch the Gang of Eight, that dig that? Because I think it's disgusting.
I don't like it in the Gang of Eight. But boy, if it's one, if it's one guy.
Oh, I mean, I'm totally into that.
Absolutely.
But I can't stand it when you have all the guys that are standing, and they're all just going, yeah.
A lot of them are just standing waiting their turn.
Just going like, hey, I'm next.
And what about the guy that's in the corner? He's like, he's got three guys in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, and he's doing the...
Doing his very best.
He's
trying
to stay in the game.
Yes.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. He's in the on-deck circle. Hello.
Sitting over on the heated seat.
Hello.
More than two is too many.
You are. Last call here. Don and Mike show. Hello.
God.
Oh, yeah. There's a professional term for those girls. They're called.
My friend, I just mentioned the FCC's all over.
He was so eager to help.
We can't say that. Hello, Don.
What do you mean?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Just hey, Don, that area between your ears, the sativa, is actually called the spank tank.
The spank tank. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Spank tank.
I'm going to the spank tank.
There you go.
All right, that's that. You know, this whole thing started somehow with Joe standing on his head and you and I lifting him up.
Yeah, I don't know where
somehow
it went. It
that just made me think of Savannah.
Got all turned around,
so to speak.
Yeah.
I'd certainly, after seeing that picture, I'd certainly like to familiarize myself with the rest of her work if she doesn't do all those type of things.
She's not. No, I think it was just the big finale.
Yeah.
Big finale.
But the finale normally like that is normally there are, like, there are eight guys, but there are eight women there, too.
No, it was just
not one.
She's a one-woman show.
Brr.
Just like Lily Tomlin on Broadway or Whoopi on Broadway. Yeah. A one-woman show.
Another one-person show like that, Gallagher.
Yeah, and actually the audience probably would end up the same way.
That's right. Show up with
tarp. Wear a raincoat.
Tarp.
Exactly.
She wasn't throwing candy.
That's
though.
Not watermelon.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.